we're going to be dealing with transmuting lower emotions. Lower emotions are energies that tend to hold us and control us. Something that we'd rather not have, but feel like they hold us back or they hold us down, attached to some beliefs that we don't agree with anymore. A lot of times when we feel like doing something is not appropriate, but then we end up doing it anyway, that would be because of the lower emotional reaction that traps us in a particular energy pattern. Those emotions live on our second energy level, which is emotional body in your energy field. So that particular space is where your personal emotional reactions to life are situated. And if we are able to be sort of neutral, kind of more transparent, that level actually becomes transparent energetically. The colors become smooth and even, and the energies are more harmonious. But, of course, that does not happen all of the time until we figure out how to actually be neutral. We have to deal with the lower emotional reactions we do have. That means we have to learn to transmute them so that they are not holding us, so we are not at the mercy of whatever emotional reaction we're having. But instead, we're able to have the reaction, recognize it, learn from it, understand what would be the better view on a particular event instead of the emotional reaction we're having, and move on to a more harmonious frequency. So, this is what we're going to be doing this week. We're going to be transmuting our lower emotional energies into a more harmonious type of feeling energy. Ready? All right. Tune into your energy field. It's an egg-shaped system around you. And take a deep breath, relax into it. Good. Find your vertical tube. That's the energy in the middle that connects to the top and the bottom of your egg. That central access point. Breathe. Okay, we're going to connect to unconditional love body. This is level number 6 in your energy field. If you're not sure how to get there, just intend to connect to that unconditional love energy. The entire egg will become smooth and soft, and all the colors are very light, and energy is circulating freely. Nothing is in its way. It's harmonious. It's very beautiful. You will feel connectedness with the whole life. You would feel sort of how yourself and the universe are one. There is no separation. In that body, we are essentially the universe. We are vibrating as a part of the universe. You can feel that energy in your heart chakra or anywhere else in your field. It feels very soft. It feels like being taken care of. So connect to that vibration and relax into it. Feel this amazing, smooth flow. If you notice that that level is not as bright or not as charged as you like, maybe you want more space in there, more energy, then use your breath. And with every breath in and as you breathe out, you make that body bigger. Make it more sort of charged and expanding, billowing in a sense, around you. It still has egg shape, just like everything else in your field. It's still part of your system. Energy bodies are shaped like an egg, and the sort of territory occupied by the physical shape is inside it. So think of it like a person inside a very big egg. When we say an energy body, we don't mean a physical body shape. with a different frequency. That is included in the entire energy body, which is actually an egg shape that is filled with particular energy that is interpenetrating the territory where the physical body is. Good. So relax into that energy of your unconditional love body. Feel how yummy and soft and it feels so good. All right. Now we're going to let it go. Don't worry, we'll get back to it. But for now, we have to put it on hold. All right. Now, envision shrinking yourself into a tiny little ball. Just do it for a moment. It's an exercise. We'll get back to this expanded state. So you take everything that you are and you become smaller and tighter and smaller and tighter and tighter and tighter, all the way to the center of you in a tiny little ball. Now you can breathe a little bit. All right. What we're going to do now is connect to the emotional body. Emotional body is a level number 2 in your energy field. It's different than the level we were just tuning into. So if you're not sure how to get there, connect by intending. The emotional body is where your emotions live. This is not quite as harmonious place. It could be quite chaotic, actually. The colors are brighter and heavier, darker, and it's not always free-flowing and smooth. It's actually quite often messy and could be clogged up in some areas. Again, tune into the entire egg shape with your physical body on the inside and notice what your emotional body feels like to you. What's the climate on the inside there? Okay, what we're going to do now is tune in to a negative emotion that you habitually get controlled by or get stuck with or feel at the mercy of. Pick one. If you want to practice with many different emotions, you can come back to this point in the exercise and repeat it. But for now, let's pick only one so we don't confuse our system. It could be sadness that you feel at the mercy of, and when it comes, you just have to sit there and wait until that emotion runs out. It could be something more potent that feels like an internal war, and you feel bombarded or combated by it, like anger or hatred, and you just have to sort of endure. It could be something that feels like it hurting you, like self-punishment or self-minimizing of some sort. So whatever it is, that is your habitual negative emotion that you want to work with. Tune into that. Feel it for a moment. Good. Now what I would like you to do is find where it is located inside your emotional body. Where does this emotion live? It could be inside the shape of your physical body. Like it could live in your chest or, you know, in your hips maybe or in your head. It could also live in the space that is occupied by the energy field, but beyond the shape of your physical body. Maybe it's behind you or above you. Maybe it's something that grasps you underneath you and you feel like you drown in it. So find a location, the space occupied by this particular negative emotion. All right, good. Now that you located that territory, we're going to shift for a moment to the unconditional love body again. So we're not changing the location. You're at exactly the same spot. What you're changing is a frequency from disharmonious to harmonious. We're just arriving to the same territory, but within a different energy field that is a part of us, unconditional love body. Notice what's going on in that same area in your unconditional love body. It's smooth, it's soft, it's flowing, probably not so much going on in there. This is what we want. This is the type of energy we would like to have. Now, return to your emotional body. Did the energy, the negative emotion you were experiencing, did it become harmonized? Did it get transmuted? Or is it still sort of there? Does it feel different? Go back to the unconditional love body for a moment. All right, now back to your emotional body. How does that feel? You can do this a few times until you get your emotional body to become relaxed and somewhat neutral. It doesn't have to be happy, and it doesn't have to match this beautiful softness, lightness, and smoothness of the unconditional love body. Chances are that's not going to happen because it's just a different frequency. But what will happen is that the negative emotion suddenly doesn't have a hold on you anymore, which is what we want. So this week is all about transmuting those negative emotions that tend to hold on to us, grasp us, and hold us. We want them to be something that we experience and then transmute and learn from, instead of something that we get stuck in.